don't stop the shop. I'm telling you now, I'm cutting out. Can't take no more, you're doing me wrong. You bet I'm sad, it's the same old song. Don't start to cry, don't try to pout. I just don't get it, I'm cutting out. Another boy. I made it plain, I don't go that route. I've had enough and I'm cutting out.
And that was a group called The Pirates, not to be confused with Johnny Kidd and The Pirates. This was a bunch of hooligans out of some garage in Los Angeles, I believe, from 1965, a song called Cutting Out. Before that, British group The Factory from 1968 and Path Through the Forest. Happy Mondays from a single from 1990, Hallelujah. Began with Curtis Knight from 1966 and a song called Hornet's Nest. Most famous for the guitar player, some kid named Jimi Hendrix, who would go on to make some other records along the way. Good evening to all. This is Revolt Into Style right here on the Summit FM. My name is Dave Swanson, your host for the show. Every Tuesday evening between 7 and 8 p.m., digging out all kinds of stuff that you probably haven't heard, or at least haven't heard in a long time. Going to continue on right now with the New Christs, Australian rock and roll band led by Rob Younger, who had previously been known as the leader of Radio Birdman, one of the most classic bands to pop out of Australia ever. And he formed the New Christs at some point in the 1980s. And this is from a collection that recently released covering a lot of their history. And this goes back to 1997. This is We Have Landed.
and axes. Breaking up my mind, confusing all around me, and I'm a long way from home. I can't go back, I left the world behind. Today,
go back, I left the world behind.
I can't go back, I left the world behind. Today,
go back, I left the world behind.
A million lights exploding in my eyes. Empty seas surround me, and I'm a long way from home. I can't go back, I left the world behind.
I can't go back, I left the world behind.
I can't go back, I left the world behind.
I can't go back, I left the world
we'll be right back.
Los Angeles-based group called The Things from 1984 on the Vox label. That was a song called It's Not That Way from the 1984 album Colored Heaven. Just recently, well, a year or so ago, I guess, reissued. Before that, The Telescopes from 1991 and a song called Celeste. Had the Greenhorns from their self-titled album, Greenhorns, from 2010, and I Left the World Behind. Started that set out with the New Christs, and We Have Landed, of which there are many, especially in this area. His first U.S. appearance was actually in Cleveland, Ohio, at Music Hall in 1972. January 8th was the day of his birth, and a life that changed the lives of so many others along the way. He turned 69 on the 8th of January 2016 and died 2 days later. So this marks not only what would have been his 79th birthday, but also the 10th anniversary of his passing. And in celebration of the life and music of David Bowie, a special anniversary screening of his 1976 film, The Man Who Fell to Earth, is being shown at the Lyons Lincoln Theater in Massillon, Ohio, this Saturday evening at 7 p.m., January 10th. And it is being shown on a large theater screen for the first time in decades. This not only marks the 50th anniversary of the film itself, but also of the album Station to Station, which was sort of released in tandem with the film. This beautifully restored version is sure to delight fans, and the first time being shown in this area for sure. The event is being staged by world-renowned, respected Bowie enthusiasts Weird and Gilly, whose long history in Bowie world includes work with the Bowie fan club, Sons of the Silent Age, a biography on guitarist Mick Ronson, the spider with the platinum hair, now in its third printing, as well as work with Ian Hunter and others. To complete the celebration, a special exhibit of Bowie-related art by Scott Allen Evans will be on display in the lobby of the theater from 5 to 9 p.m., and a gathering of fans takes place at Sangria Stand right across the street starting at 5. So it's a World of David Bowie this coming Saturday. If you are in or plan to be in Massillon, and if you're a Bowie fan, make your way down there. Lots going on. Everything seems to start around 5 and will last until long after the conversations continue following the film. So, Bowie people, check that out. And once again, that's this Saturday, January 10th. If you need more information, there is information online at the theater's website, as well as on Facebook, I'm sure. So in honor of that, I'm going to play a little David Bowie from that period right here. Both of these are from the album Station to Station, best known for Golden Years. And this one, I suppose. This is TBC15. Thank you.
every Tuesday evening on The Summit with your host, Dave Swanson.
So the question is, what is music?
Well, stuff of life, really. I suppose it's obsessional as well. The thing that makes sense of everything, that asks questions, answers questions, that mirrors emotions, that triggers off emotions, is the thing that makes sense.
You're hearing Revolt into Style.
Revolt into Style.
On The Summit FM.
from the Monster Movie album, 1969. That was Can and Outside My Door. Before that, David Bowie with Stay, as well as TVC15, both found on the Station to Station album, celebrating its 50th anniversary this month. And as mentioned, the film The Man Who Fell to Earth sort of released in tandem with the album, with its special screening being shown this Saturday at the Lyons-Lincoln Theater in Massillon. Got one last set of music for you this evening. Hope you're all having a wonderful start to the new year. Hope it's a good one for all involved. Well, most involved. Right now, from 1985, this is That Petrol Emotion and Keen. that was Opal from the Happy Nightmare Baby album, 1987. Sadly, out of print for many, many years with no signs of showing up again, which is a story unto itself. But that was a song called Supernova. Opal would eventually sort of mutate into Mazzy Star, for those unaware. Started that set out with That Petrol Emotion and a song called Keen. And that will just about wrap up the show for this evening. First revolt of 2026. Let's hope it's a revolting year for all of us. Get out there and do your thing in this world. No one else is going to do it for you. Hope everyone is living a good life, having fun, enjoying the music. We'll see you next week.
What's the ugliest part of your body? What's the ugliest part of your body? Some say your nose, some say your toes, but I think it's your mind,
your mind.
I think it's your mind.
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of systems beyond your control. A plague upon your ignorance, to the great despair of your ugly life.
Where did Annie go when she went to town? Who are all those creeps that she brings around?
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of lies you believe. A plague upon your ignorance that keeps the young from the truth they deserve.
We'll be right back.
this long and sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking, saying out of my life into another's arms, you'll soon be walking. In danger, cause you're leaving me for the love of a stranger.
the mountainside would be 10 million years of dust and rust before I took you up there again. And why could I not die then? Doesn't really matter
the fifth dimension there from the Magic Garden album from 1967. One of many songs written for them by Jimmy Webb. That was Requiem 820 Latham. And Fifth Dimension had tons of great hits, but their albums are all very intriguing as well, as they, especially those early ones that were under the guidance of Jim Webb. They just kind of go off into these areas, and I wouldn't call them concept albums, but they all had a sort of unifying sound and theme, and are definitely worth checking out. Before that, from the Supremes A Go-Go album, 1966, we heard the Supremes and Wake Me, Shake Me. Betty LeVette from 1970 with My Train's Coming In began this evening with Gabor Zebo from 1969 and Somewhere I Belong. Good evening, one and all. You are listening to Positively Soul Street right here on the Summit FM. Dave Swanson, your host, with you. First show back in a few after the holidays and whatnot. I hope your year is off to a good start. Let's keep things rolling here with the Five Stair Steps from 1968 and We Must Be in Love. Willie Hutch right there with Brothers Gonna Work It Out from 1973. The Wailers from Burnin', 1973. And Small Axe. Had Etta James with her version of Security back to 1968. Started out with the Five Stair Steps, I believe from their first album from 1968, and We Must Be in Love. You are tuned into Positively Soul Street here as we kick back into gear. This is Peggy Scott and Soul Shake.
Love to be found. So many sleeping on motel floor, knocking on my brother's door, eating Spam and Oreos and drinking Thunderbird, baby. In this crazy town, I'm having a hard time. Have no love to be found. Having a hard time.
Sure, I ain't
A 1966 classic there, I'm a Roadrunner from Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Before that, on the Gemini label from 1967, a group called The Exits, and You Got to Have Money. Before that, the Four Tops with a number 6 Billboard hit from 1966, Standing in the Shadows of Love. Baby Huey did Hard Times from 1971. Began with Soul Shake from Peggy Scott, and that was circa 1968. One last cluster of sound for you this evening. Kicking it off with Jimmy McGriff on the Solid State label from 1969. This is A Thing to Come By. We'll be right back. Wilson Pickett right there, 1963, top-notch action. Baby Call on Me. The JBs with More Mess on My Thing. I believe that was from a collection of outtakes that came out sometime over the last decade or so. A group called The Mist from 1971 did Life Walked Out. Began that set with Jimmy McGriff and A Thing to Come By. And that will just about wrap up the program this evening. Positively Soul Street back on the airwaves. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you'll come back again next week. And hope everyone is enjoying a good start to the new year. Let's hope it's a good one for all. We'll see you next time.
Youngstown weather at the Summit.
Some showers tonight, a little warmer overnight, a low of 37. We're looking at 41 and cloudy on Wednesday, and Thursday about 48 and mostly cloudy. Tonight in Athens, a low of 38. We'll see about 51 and cloudy tomorrow, and upper 50s by Thursday. And with your Summit FM forecast, I'm Brad Savage.
You're tuned to The Summit. Musically adventurous. Community focused. In partnership with Akron Public Schools. This is 91.3 The Summit. WAPS Akron Canton. WAPS HD1 Akron. 90.1 FM in Athens. W211BT Athens. And 90.7 FM WKTL Struthers Youngstown. Streaming worldwide at thesummit.fm. Put us on your desktop or download the Summit Radio app. Local. Independent. All music public. Radio. This is The Summit.